Face Palm by Aethelochoma californica and read by Aether.
God of Laundry Baskets.
Pazax.
And CC Rambles.
Restart. I was lying face down underneath something heavy. Above me, Roddy was making panicked noises.
Then suddenly you were there and your fingers moved on their own. What?
I ran my footage back and winced. At some point, an appendage had popped off and hit Roddy in the face. I had it crawl back and gotten it reattached prior to temporary shutdown. Well, this was awkward. What would the humans in my media do? I shoved myself out from under the hauler butt and said,
"Just lending a hand."
Roddy's unnerved expression thankfully gave way to a stunned groan.
Ugh.
Chapter 2.
So you can move parts of your body even when they're not attached to you?
Yes.
And this never came up at any point in time before? At all?
It never needed to come up. Ever.
How does that even work? How did you even know you could do that? Actually, never mind. I don't want to know.
Yeah, you don't.
Does it feel weird? Sorry if I'm being intrusive.
This entire conversation is intrusive.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. You're okay though, right?
I'm fine.
Uh-huh, like always. Third mom. Anyway, I'll see you later tonight at the theater?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in a parallel universe.
Okay, but that video was the funniest thing I've seen all week. You could submit it to one of those shows on the entertainment feed.
Art sent you the footage, didn't it?
Who else? Also, wait, can you, like, mix and match your arms and legs around? I do that with gummy bears for different color combos.
Why the fuck would you even suggest that?
Sorry. Can I ask if it's useful at least?
Fine. It can come in handy sometimes.
Was that a pun? Did you just pun at me?
Shut up.
I'm telling Second Mom you said that.
The end.